Dominic Corrie with what he has been viewing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with The Nevers. This is a fantasy drama on Neon and on Soho, I think, Dominic.
Yes, this is a high-profile, big-budget new series that was created by Joss Whedon, who's most famous for creating Buffy the Vampire Slayer and directing films like The Avengers and The Avengers Age of Ultron. And he's a figure who's become somewhat controversial in recent years due to historical reports of toxic behaviour on the sets of his old TV shows. And so he quit this show or was fired. It's not entirely clear. Sort of halfway through the production, it's kind of cast something of a pall over the show. But it's quite an interesting show. If you can sort of set all that aside, it's set in Victorian London. It's set a year or so after an incident in which a whole lot of people were affected by, I probably shouldn't spoil exactly what happens, but suddenly a whole lot of mostly young women get these powers and they become known as the Touched. And because it's kind of at a time of great technological change, people are kind of not all that mind blown by it. They're just about this strange young woman with powers, and they kind of group together. And a lot of them live in this orphanage, and they're trying to sort of recruit other people who have these powers, and they're treated with suspicion and disdain by London society. But there's all sorts of secrets being revealed, and it's a very lush, very nice looking show with special effects, and not a lot of name actors. Olivia Williams is probably the most recognisable member of the cast. But it's a bit jumbled and a bit stuffed and not quite as focused as you might want it to be. But I will definitely keep watching this. I thought it was quite intriguing.
There'd been a bit of a drama during its production, hadn't it?
Yeah. Well, as I said, the Joss Whedon, the creator, left halfway through the shooting of the first season. There's been no reports of toxic behaviour from him on the set of this show, but the historical reports of his behaviour sort of almost forced the hand of the people making it. It was produced by HBO in the States, who are, you know, have a brand of high profile drama, and he announced that he was leaving, and so there's a new showrunner in there, and it's sort of inhibited the people in the States from really being able to sort of market it on the level in which they might have liked to. Until recently, Joss Whedon, as a creator, was a boon for any show, and his name would be front and center of any marketing that he was of any show that he was involved with. But they couldn't really do that now because he's become this figure associated with toxic behavior and bullying on set.
All right.
So it's in kind of a weird situation. But yeah, if you can set that aside, definitely worth checking out.
Great stuff. The Nevers is streaming on Neon and on Soho. Now streaming also on Sky, this and on Neon, I think, from the 19th of April. Soho Mondays from 9:30 PM. Kate Winslet's back in Mare of Easttown.
Yes, now this is a fantastic limited series. It's Kate Winslet's first TV show since Mildred Pierce 10 years ago, and she plays a detective in a small Pennsylvania town, kind of a tight-knit blue-collar community. She's dealing with a pretty messed-up personal life, a lot of family issues. She has a deceased son. She's trying to raise her grandson, who's a baby. She has other children. She has an ex-husband who lives in the house behind her with her new fiancé. She lives with her mother. It's all a bit intense and full-on, but it's also kind of a murder mystery. A young woman is murdered, and she's investigating this. And so it's about her kind of jumbling this crazy personal life and a community that's putting a lot of pressure on her to solve this murder, in addition to some other disappearances. It's somewhat reminiscent of shows like True Detective or perhaps even Broadchurch. Kate Winslet effortlessly slips into this role. She does a great, from my estimation, a great Pennsylvania accent. There's a strong sense of authenticity to the setting here. I'm really enjoying this show. It's only 7 episodes long. I got to talk to Kate Winslet for this, and so I got to watch the first 5 episodes, and I cannot wait to see where this goes. It's a prestige drama, and it sort of lives up to that that description for sure.
So just tell me with what era we are living in.
It's a contemporary show. It's set now, but the setting brings a lot to it because it's a bit more grounded and day to day than most cop dramas that take place in big cities or urban environments. This is a community where everyone knows each other, and when you're investigating a crime, you're inevitably going to offend some of your friends, step on toes, also be able to use those community ties to advance your investigation. Guy Pearce is in this as well, Evan Peters, a lot of great actors showing up in this. Definitely lives up to the standard that Kate Winslet brings to any production. I think it's the most interesting she's been in a while. And, yeah, highly recommended. Mayor of Easttown is great.
Great stuff. Now, finally today, broadcast Young Rock. This is on Prime from Thursday, April 22nd.
Yeah, this is a comedy series that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has created about his youth. And he appears in framing devices. It's quite an interesting framing device. He's being interviewed in 2032 for his presidential run, which is a jocular framing device in the context of the show. But The Rock himself has indicated recently that he would be open to running for president. As we've shown, TV can introduce this idea into the minds of the masses. And so perhaps he had that in mind when he came up with this idea. But it's set in three time periods in his youth, one when he's 10, one when he's 15, and one when he's 18. So 1982, 1987, and 1990. And it's about him growing up in Hawaii when he's a kid with his wrestler father and his Samoan mother. And then when he's in high school in the US, and then when he's in college. And what's interesting about the show is it's actually shot in Australia and involves quite a lot of New Zealand actors. Stacey Leilua plays his mother. Emmett Skilton plays his football coach. Fasitua Amosa and John Tui play the Wild Samoans, who were a pro wrestling team in the 80s, who are peers of The Rock's father. There's a lot of wrestling in the show. If you're a fan of pro wrestling, you're going to love the show because characters like Macho Man Randy Savage and Andre the Giant are in the show and played by actors. And it's kind of also a love letter to his own father. It's about, you know, him growing up and learning to be a man and becoming Dwayne The Rock Johnson that we all know and love.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, Dominic Corey. And Young Rock, the third of his recommendations, broadcast Young Rock. Oh, it is being broadcast. It's on Prime from Thursday, April 22nd. Young Rock, it is called. Mayor of Easttown is on Neon and on Soho, beginning 19th April. And The Nevers is on Neon and on Soho streaming as well. Thanks very much to Dominic Corey for his review.